Excited, coming up this Saturday once again, the Hog Wild Blood Drive, and here to tell us about it, my longtime pals from Community Blood Bank, Ken Versteeg and Rita Nelson are here. Hi, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Great to have you back. It is, and the weather's going to be great this weekend.
I'm excited. Yeah, the weather's going to be perfect for this blood drive. Won't be one of those scorchers that we've had in the past.
We've had a lot of
where the shirts are wringing wet at the end of the day.
People have still been great, though, about turning out, regardless of the weather. It seems like we always get people turning out. Yeah. What's going on this Saturday for people who haven't heard of the Hog Wild Blood Drive, Ken?
Well, this is the 14th annual event we've been doing here with this big blood drive. It's our largest blood drive of the year in the summer. One-day event. People come down to the corner of 41st Street, Minnesota Avenue, between the hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And boy, we'll thank you for coming in. Everybody who donates in the morning from 7 a.m. to 10 o'clock will have Camille's Sidewalk Cafe catering breakfast for everybody there.
They had those breakfast burritos last year.
They are so good, aren't they?
Awesome, man.
I know. I love those, too. And then from 10:30 until the end of the drive, South Dakota pork producers will be there serving up their famous pulled pork sandwiches. And we've got...
Also awesome.
Also awesome, exactly.
Because I have to, you know, I've been out there, and sadly won't be able to attend this year, but been out there in past years. Yeah. I, of course, have to sample all of those and just be sure it meets our high standards.
Definitely.
And it passes with flying colors.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and they're always so darn good. And what's neat about this is that it's all about coming together to help save lives during the summertime. And we see a lot of the same faces each year again and again and again. And they all come to this specific blood drive, and they save lives. And that's what it's all about. The first 200 that come in the door receive a 2-liter of Coke product. And we'll also have commemorative T-shirts. And these T-shirts
are
the coolest things ever. Yeah, we've got a collection of those now.
You
do. I bet you do, as well as many people out there. So
yeah.
This year we've got another hog-driven T-shirt design, and it's very unique and very different than the last few. And so we're excited about that as well. The big thing is that we really do need people to come down and roll up their sleeve to donate blood, because this is the time of year where we start seeing we're running out of opportunities for people to host blood drives. I mean, we're kind of towards August. I know Rita's kind of scrambling to kind of find organizations to host drives. And this specific event makes sure that we get the supply that we need to kind of get us into that August and towards, you know, when school and people start settling down and they're not taking trips and summer vacations and things like that. And then they kind of get back into a normal routine. So this is a way to ensure that we have that blood until people get back into that routine.
Rita Nelson of Community Blood Bank is also here. Rita, how long have you been with the blood bank now?
39 years, Greg.
Wow.
I'm really old.
No. So you stuck a lot of arms over the years. If I'm a first time blood donor, what's the process like?
Well, it's very simple. You come in and we get you registered. We get your name, address, your demographics, and then we do an interview. We ask you a lot of questions. We want your medical history. We want to know if you're on medications, you're feeling well, your travel, where you've been, all that sort of information. And after that, then we do a mini physical. We check your iron and blood pressure and pulse and temperature. And then if that is all okay, then the actual blood donation only takes about 5 to 7 minutes. And within that time, you've saved the lives of 3 patients. So, and then after that, it's juice and cookies and breakfast wraps or a pork sandwich. It's very, very simple. And I guess the easiest part is if you can always focus on the patient. When you come in to donate, you are saving lives. And I think if that can be your focus, yes, it's scary. when you do the unknown.
That's easy.
But
I've done it.
Yeah. To me, it's very simple. But if you've never been to a Bloodmobile drive,
it can be intimidating.
But we want, at this event, it's so fun because all the donors are there and they're having fun. They're enjoying their food. They're talking back and forth. So this is a great event for a first-time donor to come out to because it is fun. It's social. And you have to remember you are helping patients.
Yeah, and we encourage you to eat and get something, yes. so that you don't feel weak or anything like that, which is why this drive is in. There's always stuff on the Bloodmobile anyway, but this drive in particular is great. And both of the Bloodmobiles will be there this Saturday. Where and when now this Saturday, Ken?
Okay, corner of 41st Street and Minnesota Avenue in the Lewis Drug parking lot. We'll be there from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you come in the morning between 7 and 10, you'll have Camille's Sidewalk Cafe given to you for breakfast. But we do want you to have a little something prior to coming out to donate. So make sure that you've had some kind of small little breakfast before coming out to donate. And you've hydrated because the summertime is a time that's most important to hydrate.
Especially when it's humid.
Exactly. And then from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. or 10:30 to 4, we'll have the South Dakota pork producers out there. And we've got T-shirts for the first 200 donors, and we also have Coke products for the first 200.
Now, I'm disappointed I can't be there for the duration, but I promise I will see you at 7. I will be there to make a blood donation.
Fantastic.
At 7.
Love
so
to
we'll
see
take
that.
Pictures and prove it.
That's
so
right.
I can't make it to donate,
great.
But I can't stay
we'll
for the day.
We'll post it on Facebook.
I will see you there. It's the Hog Wild Blood Drive, and we've got details on our website. Just go to Kevo.com and look in the quick link section. That's Rita Nelson and Ken Versteeg of Community Blood Bank to have